This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Been a while since we've, used a certain drop on this show. And so I figured we probably should, since it's been, you know, it seems to be one of the favorites of the show.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 816, offensive line tags are based on every line position, not just guards. So there you go. Thanks, Coach. We are back. So you gave something to try this weekend, Mr. Fesco. It wasn't anything crazy, but it was college basketball.
It was college basketball. It was that 1-2 game that was going to come on, right? Auburn versus Alabama.
I'm like, great game.
All right, let me see what I can do here. Let me settle in a little bit. A couple of minutes early, I turned it on, and there was another game taking place, which always happens in college basketball. Mm-hmm. And it was Fran Fraschilla on the broadcast.
Here's Wright, bounce pass. Ojabwana gets it to go.
That's called gravity. The gravity of everybody going to right opened up the baseline for Ojabwana. This is unbelievable.
Griffin, no call as he hit the deck.
Oh, you got to pick that ball up, big guy. Smart play. This is unbelievable, John. I can't believe the way Kansas has collapsed.
I mean, Fran Fraschilla for me is just, it's just nails on a chalkboard, right? I think everybody has those announcers that they feel like are people in their lives, and, you know, you're nails on a chalkboard. So I try to stay away. I always feel like when I'm watching a game and Fran's calling the game, I'm being excluded from the game. And what I mean by that is I'm not a diehard college basketball fan. I don't need the diehard information. You got to be more welcoming to your broadcast, which is why I think Dick Vitale, John Madden, guys like that are the best, because everybody feels welcome at the party. You know, with Dick Vitale, you can say whether you like him or
he's
not,
back, baby.
But he's back, right? Mm-hmm. And he has been the most important figure in college basketball's history, because he has grown the game more than anybody else has. I mean, that's the ambassador for the game that you want. And the Dipsy Doo Dunkaroos, the PT Piers, all the great stuff that Dick Vitale talks
diaper
about.
Dandies.
The diaper dandies. Like you feel like you're part of the game. You know, he has that emotion, that excitement. He's not there to be the smartest guy in the room. He's just there to entertain and have a good time. And sometimes I feel like Fran is that kind of that smartest guy in the room. And so having Dick Vitale back on the airwaves is great for college basketball. Him and Bill Walton were my two favorites, because you didn't have to be a diehard to feel like you were part of that game when you were watching it. Bill Walton, I don't know what the hell was going on 90% of the time, but I laughed and I enjoyed it, and I'd watch games with him. Dick Vitale's kind of the same thing. He's a fan that's on the air. He's not too dialed in. And I feel like Fran Fraschilla is like that baseball announcer who goes to the analytics all the time. Like, your job is to be entertaining. Get stories. Meet with the players. Talk to the coaches. Develop storylines and things like that, and not analytics. I think you do analytics because because you're just not able to entertain in the way that you need to be when it comes to being an entertainer. And that's what broadcasters are. That's why John Madden, Dick Vitale, Bill Walton, guys like that, that entertain people. Those are the guys I like. And so I gave college basketball a little bit of a shot this weekend, and I got to about halftime, and I'm just like, eh, I'm going to move on. And Jen's like, let's watch Suits. And I'm like, okay, let's go watch Suits and see what it is. But like, I hear Fran Fraschilla and I just kind of go into convulsions almost all of a sudden, because I just, it's not my style of college basketball broadcasting.
I think my favorite is probably Gus Johnson.
Oh, he's great. Yeah.
Like when he announced, now, unfortunately, I think he does Big Ten basketball.
Him and Joel Klatten football were great.
I mean, he's great. And when he does a March Madness tournament like that opening week or that Thursday.
He hasn't done it in 10 years.
I know, but when he would do it, like that Thursday right. game, I'd be like, okay, where's Gus Johnson going to be calling? And somehow, like, you know how, like, if you are watching professional athletes and let's say they move, like, for instance, let's go back in time. When they moved Gordon from third base to left field, you knew in the first inning there was going to be a line drive to left field.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the ball
right.
will find you. And with Gus Johnson, it seemed like the electrifying game always found Gus.
It did, right?
And it just like the you say the Dipsy Doo Dunkaroo and the Diaper Dandies. Like when you would hear Gus Johnson do football or basketball, and you hear like the line where he's like, down the sideline. You're like, okay, I feel that.
Right.
Like, and I don't even care this game. 7-0 in the first quarter.
I'm glad you said that, because for me, the most classic Dick Vitale call of all time is a loud arena, and he's just going, like just enjoying that moment like all of us are doing it. He's not trying to be smarter. He's not trying to overshadow the game. He's living the moment on the air. That's what broadcasters need to do. We've gotten into this nerdism of broadcasting where we forget the personal side of it. Baseball's very guilty of this. Baseball used to be great with storytellers and all this kind of stuff, and now everybody's so quick to throw analytics and numbers at you. We're missing the stories that come with baseball. That's why Denny's so good. He hasn't given you an analytic ever, but his stories are great. Having the ability to tell stories is what broadcasting is all about. And hearing Dick Vitale and some of these other guys just celebrate the game is great. And then I hear Fran trying to be smarter than me. I'm like, I'm out.
No, I completely agree. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, that's why I hate Tony Romo. He's trying to be smarter, trying to tell me what I don't need to know what the play is. I don't need, you don't even know who these players are. Like, these guys, Dick Vitale doesn't know who all these players are. That's okay.
That's fine.
That's because I don't either.
Right.
Like, we relate and you're excited, just like I'm excited when a big three is hit or a dunk or whatever happens. Just that's what we need. We need fans in announcing, and the best of all time are that way. John Madden.
John Madden, he couldn't tell you, you know, I can't remember one thing about the X's and O's of the game. But John Madden, you always remember him circling buckets and how they're going to dump the water and the a-hole and all this kind of stuff that he would talk about all the time. And you're just like, that's what it's about. It's entertaining. It's exciting. It's fun. And then analytics came in and have taken that away. Baseball broadcast, I'll tell you, the minute you roll out analytics click, it's off for me. I'm not interested in your analytics.
Yeah.
Give me stories about the players. Tell me why Salvi's having a good day or why so-and-so is doing this. Like, I need that. That's what broadcasting is all about. It's not about numbers. It's not about minutia. It's not about statistics. It's about telling the story of the game. And, man, Dick Vitale, even with an, like after a big, and the crowd's going wild. That's great. That's great for college basketball.
I think, and Dick Vitale was at Hooters before John Daly was, by the way, for those of you that want reference in the 90s. Like, he was a big Hooters guy.
Oh, okay.
Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. But I think the toughest part we get with color commentators, like Madden and the good ones, is that the great ones know how to be just enough sprinkle of the statistics and more of, like, what you want to hear as a fan. Like, I think that's why it was tough for Brady to start off, because Brady was like, I've got to be the expert. I've got to let them know what they're thinking here and what they're doing. Yes, but I also want you to tell me, like, what it's like to step into Arrowhead in the fourth quarter when it's 10 degrees outside in a playoff game.
Right.
Like, give me that, because I can relate to that more than I can relate to X, Y, Z banana. This guy's over here owned because this safety bit. Like, at that point, I'm like, I don't know that much football. Whereas, like, the two percenters that do are like, exactly what he just said is exactly what's going on. Whereas, like, I'm like you, like, I like, you know, like, I watched a video this weekend of John Madden explaining why Troy Aikman couldn't grow a beard.
That's entertaining.
He's like, right? Hey, not only that, he's a blonde guy, and it's tough. He's got a little bit here, but quit trying, Troy, and just go bear.
Right.
And it's like, would this be okay?
And then he circled it, right?
He goes, right. He's got a little here. He's got a
fill
little
in here. Yeah.
It's great.
It's outstanding.
And like, some people find that annoying, but some people find that entertaining. And I think that's the greatest thing about color commentators is that you have your own.
Right.
Like, you have your guy. Like, I think Reggie Miller's great. Some people hate him.
I like Reggie
a lot.
Can't
stand him.
See, there it is. And that's the beautiful part about announcing in sports is that you have your guys that you think are good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you love Ian Eagle.
Love Ian Eagle.
There's a lot of people that are like, great.
Really?
Some people don't like Harlan.
Oh,
some people don't like, you know, Mitch.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
Like, I can understand, just, like, every other fan base not liking Mitch. I get that,
some
right?
Some people don't like Nance. They think he's too much. Like, he writes out his master saying, well, yeah, but it hits every time.
It really does,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, if Justin Thomas wins the Masters this year, he has a brand new daughter. He'll bring that up, and he'll have it all written out or something. Like, that's not probably going to happen. But he would do that. And to me, that's cool because he's doing his homework and putting it together to where it sounds clean, whereas some people would nitpick and say, it should just be raw.
Yeah, but sometimes when it's raw, it's not that good. Like, I don't mind having, like, a couple of bullet points you want to put down there to make sure you get in. It's a big call. It goes for prosperity or whatever they like to say. So, no, I mean, like, John Madden used to talk about, like, here you have the mother bucket and the father bucket, and together they had a baby bucket, and this is the bucket that they're gonna like that's the kind of stuff that gets people
to laugh. Me, the greatest thing John Madden ever did was explain the turducken.
Yeah,
he's like, here's the turkey, here's the duck, and then inside there's chicken, and you just whack, it's all good.
I mean, like okay. but that's, you don't remember one play that John Madden has ever quote unquote broken down. You don't remember those things, and that's like been my thing, is, you know, in this job over I would say probably the last 5-10 years, you don't remember the sports takes that people have. You remember the personalities. You remember the moments, the funnies, the laughs, the joy, you know, that kind of stuff. You don't remember a stat somebody gave out or a prediction somebody made, but you remember, like, the turducken. You remember facial hair. You remember which bucket's going to be dumped on which coach. Like, those are the type of things you remember. And that's why, for me, sports has trended so far into this analytic realm that the broadcasters are there now. You're missing the boat. You're missing a big portion of your audience when you start talking about analytics and things that 95% of the people that are watching can't relate to. They're looking for a couple of minutes to escape reality. They don't want a damn math lesson. They want to know that these broadcasters are feeling that kind of same moment that we're feeling and that we're living right now.
I think this is a good text from the 816, and we're going to break after this. The commentator is having fun, then the viewer is having fun.
Great text. Absolutely. My professor in college, Tom Hedrick, used to say the game can be bad, but you shouldn't be. And it's some of the best advice that I ever... You have a bad game. Doesn't mean you're bad on the air. You got to have fun, too.
Yeah. That's the reason why Rex Hudler's doing what he's doing, and the guy before him isn't doing what he's doing. And that guy was... On the other side, we'll explain.
Losing baseball and football teams.
That's right. College football expansion, plus on the come. On the other side, here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Royals baseball.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Powering along on a Tuesday. Not so much a Taco Tuesday unless you're doing like a taco soup. Great day for a tortilla
soup.
Good
day for a taco soup. Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. Why not? Yeah. Go home, get the crock pot ready. Hour later, get a couple of Fritos out and just munch. God, dog, I love tortilla soup. Top three soups: broccoli cheddar, number two, potato, number three, tortilla soup.
See, I'm going matzo ball, number one, chicken noodle, number two, and then probably New England clam chowder, number
three. You
just
hate flavor.
No, yeah, no, that's not a cream soup based guy, you know.
Fair.
You
know. I knew that. I just like heartiness when it comes to soup.
Sure. I mean, and having New England clam chowder is a stretch.
And I was
for
like,
me.
Oh boy, did New Orleans kick my ass and add to it?
That's, I mean, that's why everybody has gout down there. Is
by the age of 30.
30. 30. Everybody.
I've said that now to four people, and they're like, why? Like, we went out for my stepdad's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Jeff, man. We went out. We went out and ate Carrabba's. Haven't had it in a long time.
Oh wow,
that's actually pretty good. Yeah. I got the seafood pasta wheezy.
Okay, wheezy, huh?
Yeah, have plenty left over.
Somebody going on up.
Gonna go to Hy-Vee, get a little salmon today. Have that for dinner.
Nice.
Eating lighter. Went and got the protein powder. Once we get to the 50s, we're back outside getting this fat ass out there, man. Tell you that much.
It's gonna be nice when it gets back up to those temperatures.
It is gonna be nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, great soup season. great soup season. By the way, Bob Nightingale, it's no secret, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has told friends that if he hits free agency, he'd love to play for the Boston Red Sox. Damn it.
I've told friends that as well. Someday I'd love the Red Sox to write me a check.
Yeah.
How about you say you want to play for the Cincinnati Reds and it'll be a little more credible, you know? Yeah, of course. Everybody wants to play for one of the four teams that's going to write them a check. It's bigger than the size of their head.
He goes on to say, free agency begins in 8.5 months, and Guerrero officially enters spring training without a contract extension.
It's great. I mean, Vladdy's comments were the best. I had my number, they had their number, and now they've got to compete with 29 other teams.
Yeah.
You didn't want to stay in Toronto.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't blame him. Like, people get mad when these guys hit the free. This is their chance to make money. This is what they've lived for. For 6 years, you know, he's had to play under these rules with baseball. Now he has the opportunity to get out there and become a free agent at 26 years old, entering the prime of his career. It's great, man. I hope he has a hell of a season and gets paid.
It's like Trey Smith.
Yeah, go exactly. Go get your bag, man.
You deserve it.
The difference is Trey's won championships. Vladdy's been irrelevant.
Vladdy's also built for Fenway.
Yeah.
Right-handed swinging power hitter. Yeah. Just right over the monster. Right over the monster. Every time. 230-foot pot flies and gone.
Yeah.
Some respect the text here. Made Berea tacos in the crock pot last night.
Nice.
Nice.
Definitely clam chowder, beef stew, and tomato
beef
soup with grilled
cheese. Beef
stew's
a good one, yeah.
Yeah, he said Hannah, his fiance, made beef stew or crock
stew or something? She made pot roast.
Oh, pot roast is nice for this time of year.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. That and mashed potatoes. Yum.
And then this one, New England clam chowder is elite. Bob can take the rest of the day off with that take.
It is elite. You know, it's hard to make around here because you need so much clam juice, and they just don't sell it by the tub around here. You know, so you buy little tiny bottles of them, and you're like $75 later, you made a bowl.
Can we just call it like clam roux? Like, clam juice doesn't sound good.
That's what it is.
I get it. And then this from the 816, if you really want our heads to start rolling with debating, would you rather see Kansas City get an NHL team or an NBA team?
Oh, God.
I know that you don't need to talk.
I mean, what is it, July? I mean, we got winning teams. We don't need to roll that thing out. That was great in June of 2005.
And then somebody says from the 816, when it comes to the color commentary, for me, it goes right along with you guys as well when it comes to talk show hosts. I gravitate to you guys because you guys are fun. Respect the text.
Respect the text is good, but the other word that you've used is relatable. Like to me, as an announcer, during a game, you have got to be relatable to the audience. And I think a lot of times announcers forget that the average audience is me, a dope sitting on his couch that's worked all day, that has kids, that doesn't care about the minutiae of the game. I just want to watch a game and enjoy myself. And I don't want to be beaten over the head. And baseball really needs to figure that out. Baseball, I'll tell you what, man, have more entertaining booths. That's just the way it goes. You're right about HUD. Why do people like HUD? I couldn't tell you what he said about baseball, but the man eats bugs.
Yeah.
I
will say for HUD, when the Royals are bad,
it's tough.
When they're good, you know?
Yeah, but
it's awesome.
You know, but that could be for anybody.
Right.
You know, but HUD is entertaining.
But also when they're bad, like, make something bad pretty, if that makes sense. Like, don't be what Frank White was when he was color commentary for the Royals, where it's like, oh, there it is, another out at second. Like, darn.
This team stinks. Let me tell you about it.
Yeah. And then the out of left field text here, not going to lie, I don't think I've ever used eBay for auto parts when rockauto.com is a thing. Okay. I will say Rock Auto is amazing. Like, I have like broken side mirrors or had like little things on my car, like actuators. You know what that is?
You go to the junkyard and can find all that a lot of the times too.
Or you can sit on your couch and order it. It'll be here in 3 days.
Yeah.
So an actuator is like a little device that's where your like airflow goes.
Okay.
And certain cars, like, they'll chip off and so it won't go anymore. It'll make that like clicking sound. Mm. It happened like every like 6 months in my Chevy Impala. And it used to be you could just take the, like...
Oh, you can't fix anything on your own anymore.
Now
that's
it's
not
so
the old
brutal.
Man take of the year.
Like, my stepdad is, I mean, a genius with the torque wrench. Like, he could do anything with the car. Nowadays, he's like, I wish I could help you, but everything's so different, I can't do it.
You
and that's
can't.
Why
you can't even change your own battery anymore on a lot of these cars. They put them way back underneath everything, so you got to go in and take it in for a checkup to have even the battery changed. And you know, I experienced it for the first time. I had a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, and the headlight kept going out. I'm like, boy, this seems complicated. Let me take it in. So I did $200 and some in 03, right? Oh, yeah. I'm like, and I was making radio money in 03. So, you know, that $200, like, pay on 10 payments of, you know, $20 or whatever if they had it back then. And so then I learned how to do it myself because the headlight would constantly go out. And this is like right at the beginning of YouTube videos. And you had to prop the grill off and get behind. Like, it wasn't a simple fix, but if you found a way to do it, you did it. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, what you have to do now. You got to watch these YouTube videos, even change a freaking battery or jumpstart somebody anymore. They make it so hard.
Yeah.
That's the old man take. Back in my day, you open up the hood and you just change your own battery. But, yeah, now you can't.
So there's an expansion coming for college football again?
Again, the college football playoff is talking about expanding. And I'm good on that.
Okay. You're going to turn Mac into an old man in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, seriously. Well, we're also going to expand the NCAA tournament. And this is actually a good thing. This isn't a bad thing. Because if these things don't expand, then the big boys are going to take their ball and go home. And it's going to be a total disaster. And that's not something that we want. But I don't want it added in for, like, more of, you know, Ball States of the world, right? I want more big boys in. And that's what they're going for in college football. The SEC and Big Ten are basically saying, if you don't give us what we want, we're going to take our ball and go home. This thing is better with the SEC and Big Ten. They want four schools apiece, right? They want eight of the 16. Two to the ACC, two to the Big 12, and then kind of a trickle down from there. I don't have a problem with that because you want to have more big schools in. Those are the brand names. Those are what people want to watch. On a Thursday and Friday of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, upsets are fantastic. They're great. The next weekend blows when you've got Boise State taking on East Toenails. Nobody wants to watch that. We want the big boys in there as well. And if we don't expand the tournament, the big boys are going to walk away because there's not enough spots now with conference, you know, realignment and everything to keep the big boys happy. So they want to expand to get more of their guys in. I'm fine with that. An NCAA tournament without, you know, the low-hanging fruits of the you know, Boise States or whoever wouldn't be as good as, and we all know that. So you add a couple of more teams to keep everybody happy. I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't have a problem with football adding a couple of extra teams either, just to make sure that we keep everybody together and the SEC and Big Ten doesn't say, we're going our own direction and doing our own thing. That would be more of a disaster for football. So give them a couple of more teams, so what?
I mean, I would just rather them get what they did this year polished before they even think about expansion.
Well, you would like to think that, but when would we ever do that in sports where we just hit pause for a second and say, hang on a second here, this worked out well. Let's do a couple of years of this and then start talking about expansion because greed kills everything, right? Greed is the root of everything for falling apart. It will eventually kill sports, and if the NFL isn't careful, it'll kill their league too.
Somebody in the text line was asking when Vern's next hot stove show is. I have the answer. Thursday, 6 p.m., live in Arizona. Boom.
There you go.
Let's go. So you can hear them birds. Well, you won't. It'll be, what, four? Is it four in Arizona?
What time is it? Six is five now. And then in 2 weeks, it's 19 days.
Yeah.
It'll be. We move the clocks.
Who's counting, though?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, trust me. This guy.
You know how people have like 363 more days till Christmas?
Yeah, exactly. 363 more days until we go spring back.
Yeah. Spring ahead.
Spring forward.
Yeah.
Spring forward, fall back.
That's right. So 19 days we change those clocks forward.
And then March 20th is the first official day of spring.
Is it March 20th this year?
All right. Saw that. Spring fling.
What's the weather supposed to be that day?
I don't know. You're the one that knows the 45 day.
I looked at the 40. I went right to opening
That's
day.
Nuts. That's
I went right
crazy.
To opening
that
day.
That is the same text as like your mock draft weather. Like,
yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like,
hey, you got a high coming in on the 14th of March, Dustman. What's going to happen is that low front's going to kick in. It's going to be a little bit more drier in the spring.
Okay, we're looking at March 26th. It's going 27th, 64 degrees. Oh, the rain has moved out.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
27.
The rain
has moved out.
27, 36 days, and all of a sudden the weather's going to change.
64 and cloudy that day. Should be a nice day for opening day.
That's a quarter zip in jeans.
Yeah. But right? 64 in March is not like 64 in November. It's completely different.
Because there's wind.
Yeah. God, feels colder.
Old.
I was going to say, I'm aging from this conversation.
Right. This is like the oldest Midwest conversation that we've ever had.
Can't wait to get home on my front porch and get on my rocker.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to get the snow blowing out because that direct sun between 1 and 3 is going to have a good meltdown effect in the backyard.
What? Tell you what, that sun's staying up for an extra 3 minutes, Molly.
Are you looking out there? It's not getting dark till 7 o'clock. And if it wasn't for the wind, we'd be fine.
Earl, my wife says you stop drinking beer when the sun goes down. It goes down at 6:09 now. Leave me alone.
That's right. My wife's like, well, if it wasn't for the wind, everybody says that. If it wasn't for the wind. And you're saying that between two stadiums where it's a wind tunnel 365 days a year. Well, one for the wind, it wouldn't be that bad. Well, no kidding.
Before we get to On the Come, another respect the text.
From the 253. Catching up on the app, sources told me the Chiefs are going to sign and tag Dan Kilgore.
Ah, I love it.
On the Come.
On the Come.
Twice.
On the Come.
Three times on a Tuesday.
On the Come.
All right, so my On the Come this week is T. Higgins, because the man is either going to get insanely paid or he's going to get tagged and insanely paid.
Yeah, like, yeah, so he's going to either have 1 year of insane pay or
And he's not even the best receiver on his team, which this is how the NFL works.
But this is why the Bengals are a stupid franchise.
So, right.
They're the cheapest, most wrongly ran franchise there is. But T. Higgins did exactly what he was supposed to do. He wasn't completely healthy all year, but when he played, he was good. And now he's put Cincinnati in a corner where you cannot pay Ja'Marr Chase. Like, generational talent. Triple crown. Had your chance last year to pay him. Now you're going to significantly pay him more. Royals, take a note out of their playbook. They signed Bobby Witt Jr. He goes off and has an insane MVP type of year. The money would have been much higher if that contract got signed this year. So what I will say is T. Higgins is on the come because that man is about to get paid, whether it's by Cincinnati or whether it's by somebody else, because they got to pay Trey Hendrickson. What a guy he is.
Oh, what a good dude. Great, right?
What a guy he is.
Yep.
Hope he gets paid.
He should be getting paid before T. Higgins is getting paid.
Yes.
I don't think that's a bad take.
No.
I don't think that's a bad take.
I think they're going to load up again on offense and then have to go out and score 35 to 40 points just to give themselves an opportunity to win, because there's nobody on defense.
Just to hear them go, 8-9 and say, well, if they'd have lost to the Broncos, we'd have been in the game.
But this is why stupid teams are stupid, because they pay the wrong people. Let T. Higgins walk. You don't need him. Your money would be better used to beef up your defense and get better defensive players to give Joe Burrow an opportunity. You tell Joe Burrow, hey, man, we got some defenders. You only have to score 21 to 24 points a game instead of 35 to 40 points per game. His job just got easier. Make your quarterback's job easier. Invest in defense.
You guys got any on the comes?
I do, and I say this all the time, and it never happens, but I'm going to go USA Hockey because of the way that they dominated the storyline all weekend long, and now we've got a Thursday night game against Canada again. Jack Eichel, who's one of the faces of the NHL, is a Stanley Cup champion, said the game on Thursday, this is huge. It's the biggest game I've played in quite some time, maybe ever. And that's the beauty of hockey and why this four-country tournament thing is working, is because these players embrace their country and they do wrap themselves in their flags and they're playing for their country. It's all about country first in hockey and then your NHL team second. And for Jack Eichel, a Stanley Cup champ, to sit there and say, this is probably the biggest game I've ever played in and he's won a Stanley Cup, tells you the importance and how these hockey players view these games, these international games. Now, the flip side is, how do you benefit off of this? And hockey still has never really figured that out.
Have we seen the Clash of the Nations tournament, like what that cup looks like yet? I haven't seen it.
I think I've seen it, I think, but I'm not
100% sure.
I wonder if it's
awesome. Hockey has the greatest trophy of any sport.
Oh, it's not even easily. Close.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup, I
awesome.
Want to pour champagne in that top and just sip,
you
dude.
You can.
I know.
You're encouraged.
Yeah. It's a cup.
He goes on to say, I'm really looking forward to it. I think everyone in this room's looking forward to it. It's what we wanted, right? It's like, these guys want this. Like, that game will be probably the best game you've watched so far this calendar year in sports. That's the level of intensity that it's going to be. Now, the Buffalo Chiefs game obviously was a great football game, no doubt about that. But this one's going to be different. It just is. Like, all of America is going to be in. All of Canada is going to be in watching this hockey game on Thursday night. It's huge.
Yeah, bud.
I think every sport could probably use to benefit from internet. I mean, we've seen the World Baseball Showcase benefit from this international stage. We're seeing hockey do it. I mean, the Olympics with basketball was awesome. Everyone was locked in on these NBA players. Feels like that's what's on the come. International play.
Trying. But how do we maximize
that? Exactly. That's what's next, right? But we all love it. We all obviously love it. We all watch hockey. We're not hockey guys. We locked in. You know, basketball, boom, Olympics. Baseball got me going. World Baseball Showcase. This is obviously what draws people.
Yeah, it is. But again, how do you keep it? Like, how do you take what you're doing now? Like, the Olympics were great. Doesn't mean I watched the basketball now. This has been great for hockey. how are you not a hockey fan going to gravitate now to watch those games? That's the question that nobody seemingly has an answer to, and I don't either. You know,
I mean, going all the way up to Friday, I can tell
you. Yes, the cup is pretty cool.
I can tell you, oh, it is. I figured. Hockey just gets it. I will tell you that the entire week, like without football and like sports, like you have the TGL tonight, Tiger Woods plays. By the way, yesterday was electric in the TGL. And then Wednesday you have Mizzou, Alabama in Mizzou. That's game.
That'll
game,
be sick.
That's going to be a great game. SEC Giants. Mizzou, how you doing? Really good year. And then Thursday you have the championship game of the hockey. So like you have sports plotted.
Oh yeah,
there's got to get out of your football comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. You got to be willing to.
Hell, maybe February's on the come.
Shoot, yeah.
But see, this is like they don't do. This is only the first time in 9 years that we've played Canada on the international stage. Now, if you do it too much, it loses its flair.
But you don't. People,
you're not right. You
every
don't.
4 years, or if you want to keep it with players that are fresh, you do it every 2 years because the Ryder Cup is every 2 years, right? And it's here, then it's there. It's here, then it's there. Hockey did another thing that was like generational that was awesome when they started playing hockey games in Major League Baseball stadiums or college football stadiums.
They've done a great job of doing those ancillary grow the game
Winter Classic,
the Winter Classics, the Stadium Series, all of this stuff that they do. But how do you get people to watch on a Tuesday night at, you know, Phillips Arena or whatever it's called?
And it's just like, I don't know, like you just hope that you see a fight every night, and you can't say that for any other sport.
Fights was Thursday or Saturday. Was it like Thursday's going to be nuts?
Three fights in the first 9 seconds.
That's what you want.
America, get your ass kicked.
I think it was like Barstool that had the tweet of the night. While hockey has three fights in the first 9 seconds and the greatest player in the world scoring a goal, the NBA has this. It was like somebody running an obstacle course on a basketball court.
Joke.
Like,
who is the best hockey player in the world?
Connor McDavid is who they were referring to.
Okay.
That's who I know as, but I don't. Yeah,
I mean, there's a couple of you, but
Ovechkin's
Jack Hughes,
still doing
Ovechkin,
it, but he's not the top.
He's like 90, but he's still scoring goals like it's going out of style. Like he may pass Gretzky this year, and he needed like 40 some at the start of the season. It's a big number at the start of the year.
Gretzky loves the Chiefs. Apparently, I'm kidding. They were just at the Chiefs Buffalo AFC Championship game.
I mean, seeing Gretzky in the building is cool.
Awesome.
Obviously, Sidney Crosby, he's not the greatest anymore, but he's still playing for his country, and I think he scored the other night.
I will say the only guy I ever used to root for was Chara, just because that guy was a giant, and like his number one rule was just to blow people up on the ice.
Those
and
guys you are the could, best.
He was like 6'9".
Exactly. But that's why everybody should be like Kachuk brother fans. They're going out there and they're just like taking a page from the old man. They're beating the crap out of people, right?
Yeah.
Like that's fun. That's what you like to see, you know?
Gordie Howe. That's a pull, I think, from the Red Wings.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shout out Jim Hester in high school. He's my basketball coach. He's like, if you guys want to watch real sport, go watch hockey.
Like, your basketball coach.
Yeah,
that's
Jim
awesome.
Hester is from Oakland.
Probably learn a lot about
from
basketball
Michigan.
Watching hockey, though, 100%. How to share and
the
know, spread it around.
Offense.
First off, try to skate on ice while hitting a puck while watching to get
it's
your.
Impossible, right? It's hard. Yeah. People don't realize how hard it is to do what these guys do, too. I mean, it is a special sport, and I know it's not very popular around here or very popular outside of cities that have NHL teams, but I think people do like the international aspect of it. And you know, you split games in Canada, you have the, you know, games in the United States as well. They've done a really nice job with that. They've done a great job of getting you the matchups that you want to see and getting Canada and the United States for the championship on Thursday night in Boston. I mean, if you're a hockey guy, what more could you want than that?
And don't look now, since the NBA All-Star game was this weekend and it sucked, hockey might have the best All-Star game.
But the way they're doing it right now with this Four Nations thing,
yeah, low bar, but absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like nobody watches football All Star.
Football sucks.
Major League Baseball All Star, you kind of do because it's in the middle of the week.
You
and
watch
it's
home
there.
Run Derby, home you run watch derby. The introductions,
yeah,
and that's it.
And that's
until
about
baseball
it.
Brings back their actual uniforms to play in the game, which I think they are doing
this year. Yeah,
we'll have a little bit more.
Oh, they are so. Okay. Good.
Yep. Yeah, coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get into the start bench cut. We'll also get into on the other side why Bob tried to tell you to just relax when it came to one JJ Piccolo who got an extension this weekend, but he wasn't the only one. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into another good text here. I love the World Cup. I don't watch soccer all the time, but I watch the World Cup. Of course you do.
Yeah, right.
Even though you know America's going to lose in the first round anyway every time.
Right.
Not the next year. Go for gold.
Buddy of mine just texted me, and he says this, and I want you guys to weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger fan, Bink with D3 football or you with USA Hockey?
Bink with D3 football.
I think so, too.
Yeah, Bink was ready for the XFL.
What?
Yes.
Yikes.
And I got, I mean, crushed on the text line. Because I said, if you, I'll never forget this. This is like one of the first nights I ever hosted After Hours, like brand new to the audience. Used to be called Pink at Night, so remember that.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you're excited for the XFL, you're a simpleton football fan.
All of his listeners.
I mean, everybody. Yeah. Get this turd off the air. You're calling me an idiot.
Well, I mean, you're watching the XFL.
You're excited for it.
Like, you're looking forward to that. The XFL is something you stumble upon when you've been in the garage for too long. Yeah. And you're like, oh, what is this?
Why am I still watching this?
Right. You don't, like, a point. XFL is not, I hope you don't schedule time in your day to watch the XFL. Because I'd feel sad. Yeah, I really would. Good. Like, that's sad. Sorry, I got Battle Hawks versus, you know, the Armadillos today.
I would rather watch a replay of this year's Super Bowl than a live XFL game.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not watching the Super Bowl. Every once in a while, I'll go through NFL. Oh, God, no. Let me find something else. Like, yesterday's 30 for 30 on gambling and the mafia in college basketball with Boston College back in the day. That's
a great one.
Yeah.
The question right now on ESPN, it says, Eagles or the field in the NFC next season?
I was thinking about that actually yesterday.
Always the field.
Who's the biggest challenge to the Chiefs right now?
In the AFC?
Anywhere.
Philadelphia.
Other than that, there's no AFC challenger for this team.
Buffalo? Really?
I give Buffalo credit.
Come on.
Until they do it, they're a has-been and it never will be. Until they do it. They may do
Baltimore's
it.
Baltimore's not going anywhere.
Yeah, Baltimore will be there.
We beat them every time.
again, the conversation, can you beat them? The conversation, who's a threat?
Yeah.
Those are legit threats.
Those are good teams.
Cincinnati until week four.
Yeah. No. They'll be 0-4. Week five, Cincinnati they'll start winning games, and they'll have to fight their ass off to get back to 9-8.
Is Bob going to be the new play-by-play announcer for the new professional pickleball team in Kansas City? Now, that might make the sport entertaining.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
I watched a rally this weekend of like a 2-on-2 girls pickleball thing. It wasn't because it was women, but it was because it was like intense.
Yeah.
I was like, there is no way in my life that I will ever be able to play competitively pickleball. Like, I can play for fun. But no
Have
way.
Have you ever played competitively before? Because I've had the opportunity.
Like outdoor education with Mr. McClagan. That's the only thing I remember.
But not like the only time I've truly played pickleball, I've done it against guys that you were former Chiefs, like Garrick Dieter, and there was that quarterback that they had for a while from Texas.
The trick shot guy?
No.
Tyler Bray?
No.
He was Tennessee, right?
He went to Texas, and then he was with Buffalo. Like, just recently. Like, he was the third string quarterback, whatever. Anyway, I'm out there on the pickleball court with these guys who had blips in the NFL. And forget about it. Like, there's no chance I'm playing against, you know, guys like that. You play against ourselves. It's easy. It's fun. It's a good, enjoyable game. I'm playing against these guys who are wrecking me. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, Trey Smith and I have tried to play against people before in Mitch's pickleball tournament. Got our ass handed to us by kids.
You and Trey. That's funny.
But no, I mean,
somebody says the Lions are still a legit team in the NFC for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin O'Connell still coaching the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Who's their quarterback going to be?
JJ McCarthy.
You think 100%?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
They're not going to tag Sam Darnold today.
Has anybody
been tagged today?
No one has been tagged yet.
Not yet. Still,
it's early.
Again, we're up 5 hours before everybody else in the world. So,
other than T. Higgins, I mean,
I don't think anybody. I don't think it's going to be a very heavily tagged day, if you will.
I don't think the whole NFL offseason.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be very big. There's not going to be a lot of splashes. Not big free agents. The biggest free agent is T. Higgins, who we already know he's probably going to get tagged.
I think the biggest free agent is Trey Smith.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Trey Smith. He'll go to a trash team. I'm sorry, but he will. Go to the Patriots.
Bears.
Go to the Titans. Yeah, go to the Bears.
Right,
yeah. That's, and then after that, I mean, who is
those
there?
Are the teams that were he was linked to.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's looking to the Bears.
Well,
so
they all
sort of
have
connection.
Young quarterbacks that need protection. And that's why those teams were trash.
Yeah,
and
the
Bears obviously have Ryan Poles up there, who was part of the organization when they drafted him. So you want to make that connection. Borgonzi in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
I mean, people like to make those connections. What if Borgonzi and Poles didn't like if you don't like Trey Smith, that's on you. But what I'm saying is, like, everybody makes these connections. What if you didn't like that person? You know, just because you worked with them before doesn't mean you're going to bring them to where you are. Now, Chicago would be smart to pay Trey Smith, but no guarantees. And if you're him, you know. And it's going to be real interesting to see with Detroit, because they did lose both of their coordinators, right? How much of that was a product of them versus Dan Campbell? We'll see.
And they lost more than just coordinators.
Yeah, they lost like a lot of their staff.
They lost like five assistants or six.
They lost
six.
Like a linebackers coach and a defensive assistant to Aaron Glenn. And they lost their D coordinator, L coordinator. Yeah,
I asked the same with Philadelphia. You know, Kellen Moore. Really got that offense going.
Yes,
so
he did.
Let's see next Sirianni.
Now you got to bring in a new guy to work with Sirianni and try to keep that chemistry flowing.
And not with just Sirianni, but with Jalen Hurts as well.
And
you know,
Big
like
Dom.
You change these offensive coordinators for these quarterbacks, and we expect them to all have success. There may be a regression.
This will be four OCs in 4 years for the Philadelphia.
Is it four in 4 years?
Well, because 2 years ago they had theirs, then last year, then Kellen Moore, and now this upcoming season.
Wow, they did, yeah. I thought Kellen was their two.
I would like to see how much pressure is off the shoulders of Jalen Hurts now, to see how he plays, because his whole career has been pressured.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Alabama, Oklahoma, then he goes to Philadelphia, loses in the Super Bowl, gets beaten in the playoffs the next year, and then wins the Super Bowl. So now it's like, what do you want now? Like, are you now Russell Wilson? Now you can just ride the cloud the rest of your career with that Super Bowl win?
As long as you don't act like Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You know.
Somebody says from the 314 that Chara once played in the Stanley Cup with his jaw wired shut.
Yeah, I believe that.
Hashtag hockey.
That's hockey. Like baseball players, I mean, they're down for 6 months with a hamstring injury or a hangnail. Hockey players, tie my jaw together with string. I'm going back out there.
The text line's helped you out. Has Shane Bouchel, is that
That's
his name?
That's it. Yeah.
No Bailey Zappi, but
he wasn't here long enough.
No, he was here for like a hot minute and gone.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Coming up on the other side, we're going to do our Start Bitch Cut, brought to you by J Southland Tow Service. It's also the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. You're listening to Bob, Mac, and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.